Welcome to The Shift Series 2. I am Kemi Nekvapil, an executive and personal coach, international speaker, author, and certified Dare to Lead facilitator. As a coach, it is my role to support my clients to build a bridge from where they are now to where they want to be. It is my privilege to create a space for you to dig into your internal resources as you focus on the areas of your life that you want to shift. Let's begin. Worthiness is a topic I'm always exploring for myself and for my clients. What is it like as a woman to own our worth and not feel wrong in doing so? How do we operate in a system that was not designed for us to thrive in? Today's shift is for worthiness. Jada is the CEO of a European distribution house. She is a woman of colour, and this is relevant to this episode. She has worked within the industry for 25 years, graduated from an Ivy League school, and enjoys her work immensely. Jada has been the CEO of the company she is currently working at for a year, and apart from one team member, all is going well. When we begin our session, Jada is torn. I am the CEO of this company, and yet every time he speaks to me, I feel like a piece of dirt on his shoe. I know I don't have to hide what is going on with you, Kemi, or make it more palatable for your ears, but I struggle to own what is going on. I understand, Jada, because if you owned what is going on, what would happen? Because if I owned what was going on, it would mean that the education I have received, the positions and impact I have made in my work, and the effective leader I am bears no significance because of the colour of my skin. And that is too painful and too complex for me to get my head around, says Jada. It is hard to own our worth if we are unable to own where and how our worth is being diminished, I reply. I know, Jada says through a long sigh. Jada, this is your time. We have 45 minutes. What is going to be the best use of our time today? I want to know how to lead around him without trying to prove my worth. Jada, we have been speaking about Ren for a few sessions now. What are you willing to do to change this dynamic? Well, I know that one of us is going to have to go. Do you? And why do you believe this? Because I can't change who I am and I don't want to. Gone are the days of wanting to bleach my skin like I did as a young woman. But he is who he is. And I have no desire to educate him or teach him about basic human behaviour and dignity. Okay, so what do you have a desire to do? If I am completely honest, I want to shame him as much as he tries to shame me. I want to call him out. I want to report his conduct to the board. I want to tell him enough is enough. I want to hand him his box of belongings and escort him out of the building. Jada, if you are unable to name what is going on, how can you tell the board? Do you know that in AA, alcoholics are not allowed to share their story of addiction until they have stood up in the room and declared, "My name is, and I am an alcoholic." They have to own their story before they are able to share it, and that is when the journey of healing can begin. What if you owned your story, Jada? What is your story? That I am a black woman who has played nice to get to where I want to be. That I have made sure that I have never got too angry and never had an opinion about anything in case it was cast as aggressive and angry. I have worked twice as hard as anyone around me and I have cut off parts of myself to make myself more palatable to the majority. I have defied the expectations of everyone around me except for my immediate family who have always believed in me. I have worked hard to climb the corporate ladder and I have been mistaken for the nanny, the cleaner, the waitress, and even the prostitute of a work colleague. And all of these are more times than I can remember. And each time I smiled. And they were the explicit acknowledgements. I can't count the microaggressions that I experience every single day. That I have had the role of CEO twice and doubled the profits of my last organization, and I'm looking to triple the profits here. And every single day, I've had to deal with discrimination and unfair attention because I am black. And globally, Jada, this is called what? I know what you are trying to do, Kemi. Good. I'm inviting you to own your story, because when you do, you will have options on how to proceed. In the world we live in, Kemi, what difference will it make if I go to the board? Jada, we will have no idea unless you try. But what if they ask me to step down? And what if they ask him to step down? Well, I can't imagine that. I know that you can't. Jada, when we began working together, you wanted us to focus on your leadership style. You wanted to be a leader that would continue to grow and inspire the teams that you lead. Now, let me ask you, if a woman of color came to you with this experience and evidence to back it up, what would you say to her? Firstly, I would let her know that I fully supported her. I would tell her that she did not deserve to be treated that way and that there would be a case put before the board that would definitely result in disciplinary action, if not a firing. Okay, so why are you not worthy of your own advice? I could damage my reputation, Kemi. Jada, not where it matters. I don't think there's any chance that you can damage your reputation where it matters. Look at your track record. Look at the evidence. Who on the board respects you and your contribution to this organisation? I would actually say that 10 out of the 12 support me, and Ren is one of the two that don't. I understand the fear you have in speaking up. I understand you have lived for 47 years burying every racist and ignorant encounter. I also know the weight of all of this is now too heavy. Imagine how you could lead if you no longer had to hide parts of yourself. Imagine if you could show up, owning your value and your worth. And imagine how many others you would inspire to do the same. One thing I know for sure is that I do not want the women coming up behind me to feel like this. I want them to know that they are worthy of a voice and they are allowed to call out racist behaviour. Did you just say the word, Jada? My COO, Ren, is a racist. He does not hide this, and I am not going to hide from this anymore. You are not going to hide from you anymore. You are allowed to be fully seen. I am going to call a meeting with my board next week, and I'm going to put it in the agenda so that I don't back out. Enough is enough. Jada, what are you taking away from our session today, I ask? That I am worthy to be seen, and that I have to own my own worth by standing up for myself and for others. And now it is over to you. In every coaching session I guide, there is always a section where you, the listener, commits to action. Action that is relevant to your current situation. Think of a situation in your life where you need to own your story and your worth. Where are you allowing others to undermine you and your life experiences? What is the impact on your emotional and psychological well-being? Who can support you? What one action will you take today that will cause you to shift forward? Not what one action are you hoping to do, going to try to do, or might do if you have time. And by when will you complete this action? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And in the words of Dr. Brené Brown, when you get to a place where you understand that love and belonging and worthiness is a birthright and not something you have to earn, anything is possible. Please note that as an ICF credentialed coach, I work under a strict confidentiality code. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. The Shift series is here to support you, one shift and one action at a time. If today's episode has given you the opportunity to see your situation differently, a chance to reflect, to take action, please give a 5-star review. It helps me to know I'm delivering content that makes a difference to you, and it allows this content to reach more people. To learn more about my work or to subscribe to my weekly words, you can find me over at keminekvapil.com. That's keminekvapil.com. Here's to the ups, the downs, and the in-between times.